In Memphis, health officials predict the coming surge of COVID-19 cases will require 1,000 additional hospital beds. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports that the Army Corps of Engineers has already chosen a site for a temporary overflow hospital.
The number of coronavirus infections in the state and locally are ballooning each day, with about a fifth concentrated in Shelby County. Health officials expect the peak number of hospitalizations in about 3 weeks. That's why the Army Corps of Engineers is planning to turn Memphis's Gateway Shopping Center into a temporary care center for non-acute patients. That'll keep area hospitals free to treat the most severe coronavirus patients. Here's Doug McGowan, the city's chief operating officer.
As of today, we are fine with ventilators, we are fine with ICU rooms, we're fine with beds.
But McGowan warns against a false sense of security.
We know that there is a wave coming.
McGowan says the state recently received 550 additional ventilators and anticipates that a federal push to manufacture more could help.
We will get what is apportioned to us, and we're hopeful that by the time our peak hits, we don't have to make some of the decisions that other communities have had to make.
The White House predicted this week that at least 100,000 people in the U.S. could die from a first wave of the virus. According to Dr. Manoj Jain, Shelby County could see anywhere between 1,200 and 2,500 deaths. Jain advises the city on its response to the local outbreak.
What we do today will be impacted 2 weeks from now. The infections happen today, then they turn into an ICU admission or an illness which requires more care.
It's still not too late, he says, to reduce the number of deaths by staying at home and away from others. As of Thursday afternoon, 7 people in Shelby County had died from complications related to COVID-19. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.